Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. Welcome. This is your host and facilitator, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson, coming to you by way of podcast. This is your moment of empowerment. Glory to God. Thank you for chiming in, whether you are in your vehicle driving down the road, whether you are home watching TV with your feet propped up, whether you will listen to this message when you're in your office. Glory to God. It's my prayer that this message will bless you. On today, I will be talking to you about breaking free from soul ties. Glory to God. Breaking free from soul ties. The Bible speaks of what is today known as soul ties. In the Bible, it doesn't use the word soul tie, but it speaks of them when it talks about souls being knitted together, becoming one flesh. A soul tie can serve many functions, but in its simplest form, it's when two souls come together in the spiritual realm. Soul ties between married couples draw them closer together like magnets, while soul ties between fornicators can draw a beaten and bruised woman to the man, which in the natural realm she would hate and run from. But instead she runs to him even though she know that he don't love her and treat her like dirt. In the demonic world, ungodly soul ties can serve as bridges between two people to pass demonic garbage through. Glory to God. So on tonight, or whenever you're listening to this, it's my prayer that you get a clarity of exactly what soul ties are, so that you can break free from those types of oppression, those types of things that cause you as believers, whether you are a woman or a man, to be bound to someone. Soul ties are formed as a result of relationships with people. There are godly and ungodly soul ties. Ungodly soul ties can cause a person to be manipulated and controlled by another person, causing the person to live in disobedience to God. Then there are godly soul ties as well. We see that in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1, when the Bible says, "The soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own life." Ungodly ties are Satan's counterfeit of good relationships and unions with godly people. Soul ties can cause one person to follow another, like you saw in the book of Ruth. A person to fulfill the desires of another. You see that in 1 Samuel 20 and 4. A person to surrender his goods to another. A person to react in anger when the person to whom they are soul tied to is attacked. A person to protect another in times of danger. Loyalty between leaders and his followers. Ungodly soul ties can be formed through fornication, cause you to have a check in your spirit, cause your works to be destroyed, be formed through witchcraft, turns a person's heart away from God. We know that a person's soul is composed of your mind, your will, and your emotion. That is that place within the believer where that you become bound to a fortress that is uncontrollable at times. When we think about how soul ties are formed, there's many different ways that soul ties can be formed. But some of the most popular ways they're formed are through sexual relationships. Now, we know that godly soul ties are formed when a couple get married. The Bible tells us, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." With soul ties, they tend to join two people together or knit them together, and they become one flesh. And the goal in this godly soul tie between the husband and the wife was the way that God intended him to have that unbreakable bond. Glory to God. However, when a person has an ungodly sexual relations with another person, an ungodly soul tie is then formed. Little do people know and realize and understand, when you are in sexual relations outside of the marital bed, you develop a bond with that person regardless of who that person may be. And that person makes a deposit into you. And that deposit continues to go with you wherever you go. And the thing about it is it's passed on from one person to the next. This soul tie fragments the soul. It gets into the mind of the person. Then it begins to control their will, cause them to do things that they normally would not do. And their emotions then get in an uproar. People who have had many past relationships find it very difficult to bond or to be joined to anybody because their soul is fragmented. God is wanting us to become free in Him, free in Jesus Christ. He don't want our soul to be fragmented. Another way that a soul tie can be formed is through a close relationship. We see that in 1 Samuel 18 and 1 when it was talking about King David and Jonathan and how they had that godly friendship. Also, bad soul ties can form out of friendships. You can create a soul tie even when it comes to listening to different forms of music. You become obsessed with that thing, which explains the strong pull towards certain music that seems almost irresistible. When you develop that soul tie, it's as if that person or that thing becomes irresistible unto you. Another way that a soul tie is formed is through vows, commitments, and agreements. Oftentimes, you've heard people say, "I will love you forever. I will love you for life." That could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing, depending on if it was based on a lustrous type relationship. Vows are known to bind the soul. Marriage itself consists of vows, which binds two people together. Therefore, that is a good thing. But a bad thing is if we are making vows to someone that is not of that particular statue. Good soul ties can be destroyed through witchcraft. There's also a demonic spirit that destroys good soul ties, and it is called the good soul tie breaker. There are also spirits of false love that cause people who are not in love to marry, thus forming a bad soul tie. Ungodly soul ties are relationships that are based on lust, witchcraft, domination, and bondage. Godly soul ties are relationships that edify and are based on love. Demon spirits can be transferred from one person to another through the avenue of soul ties. Spirits of the Lord can also be transferred this way. Godly soul ties are created by the Lord between a pastor and his members to help him carry out the vision or the plan that God placed in his heart. This soul tie becomes a channel through which the pastor can feed them with knowledge and with understanding. Spirits of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding are transferred through this godly soul tie. God joins people to certain ministries that will cause them to willingly submit to his authority and help carry out his vision. Satan will attempt to pervert this love between a pastor and his flock by using the soul tie as a channel to transfer spirits of lust, mind control, bondage, and the like of the followers. For this reason, the pastor should receive as much deliverance as possible so he may be pure and holy channel through which the Spirit of the Lord can flow. Evil spirits is an undelivered pastor can transfer to the congregation through books, tapes, laying on of hands, and so on and so forth. Satan will also attempt to pervert the love bond through lust and other spirits in the members, causing them to lust after or worship things that they should not worship. It is therefore necessary that at times everyone go through a process of deliverance. To prevent this from happening, we must always pray that our hearts stay pure and clean and upright before the Lord. Glory be to God. Powerful lust, mind control, and witchcraft spirits operating can attract people to the wrong sources, all of the wrong sources. Remember that deliverance will destroy only those things that are not of God, those ungodly relationships. The Lord will touch a person's heart to follow and support. Just because someone needs deliverance does not mean that the Lord has joined them to anything or to anyone. The danger comes when he refuses to accept and submit to the process of deliverance. So one may ask the question on tonight, how do I know if I have created a soul tie? I'm going to give you on tonight some different ways that you know, signs that you have an ungodly soul tie. If you find that there is increased suffering, daydreaming, and struggles about a certain person or thing, problems, unresolved problems consistently on repeat in relationships and in marriages, losing touch with your children and your family, feelings of great spiritual love coupled with the great grief of shock, getting slowly more and more deeply drawn into things that are not of God, living more and more isolated or having a secret life, committing adultery or even having abortions, experiencing mystical dreams or visions, feelings of sensation in the body from unseen causes, feeling helplessly bound to relationships or existence of that person, feeling as if you can't make it if that other person is not there, feeling uncomfortable to disconnect from people that you know are harming you, whether it may be a coworker, whether it may be a boss, whether it may be a friend, whether it may be a teacher, a guru, someone that you knew or grew up with, or even from family members, feeling or seeing strange presences around you, feeling uncommonly strong towards sexual urgencies, feeling sexual spirits or having sexual dreams, acting out in adolescence, jealousy, desperation, obsessive ways, or turning completely cold and unfeeling, sudden changes of jobs, places, city, residence, habits, no form of being able to be committed to a thing. Could be that your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotion is linked to a thing that is not of God. The goal and the motive of soul ties are to draw you away from the true and the living God, to make you dependent on something or someone other than God. Like I stated even at the beginning of the teaching, not all soul ties are bad. Some of them are good. Some of them are ordained by God to advance you, to make you better, to make you want to grow closer toward God and the things of God. But anytime anything takes you away from God and leave you feeling empty on the inside, we know that that is a demonic influence somewhere present. There are some ways that you can get delivered from soul ties. If you've never accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, that is the best place to start, is by accepting him as your personal Lord and Savior. Next, confess your freedom in Christ Jesus and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11, it says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death." Confess your sins, then forgive those who have harmed you. There is power in forgiveness. Next, renounce whatever it may be, renounce that sin, renounce the pride, the rebellion, and the self-centeredness. Renounce and repent from any other traditions, any other rituals, or any other belief systems that may cause your deliverance not to come forth. Break the curses off of your ancestry back to the third and the fourth generation. Renounce those things that are not of God. When I say to renounce those things, I simply mean to come out of agreement with those things that caused you to have created a soul tie. That thing that you loaned your mind, your will, and your emotion to. Break off all forces working against the love that you have for Jesus Christ. Break all curses, all soul ties, and all demonic forces that may be in operation. Glory to God. Whether your soul was connected to a secret society or a cult, whether your soul was connected to a past relationship, some people even link their souls with pets and with animals. Whether it was organizations that you linked your soul to, whether it was your favorite place, the land, the buildings, the homes, any of those types of things. Break free from those things so that you can walk in your total freedom and liberation. Then begin to praise God because He is the true and the risen Savior. And He is the author and the finisher of your faith. If there were any sins that were committed to cause a soul tie, definitely repent from those things. If gifts were given to you by the other person in connection with the sin or unholy relationship, such as rings, flowers, cards, undergarments, get rid of them. Such things will symbolize and remind you of those ungodly soul ties. Even if pictures are involved, get rid of them. Any rash vows that you played a part in, renounce them. Forgive that person, even if you feel that you have something against them. Renounce that soul tie. Do it verbally. An example of it would be, in the name of Jesus, I now renounce any ungodly soul tie that was formed between myself, and then list the name of that person as a result of whatever the sin was that you committed. Allow God to break that soul tie and then allow Him to start your healing process. God wants to heal you everywhere that you hurt. There are 12 vital keys to getting free from soul ties, staying free from them, and then walking in your healing. The first thing is that you need to know and understand that it is God's will to heal you. Glory to God. It is His will that you be free. It is His will that you walk liberated. Point number two is that the Lord wants you to know that you are worthy to receive your healing. Glory to God. It doesn't matter what the crime was that was committed. It doesn't matter what the sin was that was committed. It is God's will that you walk in freedom. Next, break down unbelief, because God do want to do this thing for you. He do want you to be free. The next thing is that you got to understand what is really hindering your healing. Is it that you really are not letting the soul tie be broken? Are you holding on to it? On tonight, I want to encourage you to let it go. I want to encourage you to let every relationship that is toxic to you go. Glory to God. Understand that God has given you authority over it. Deal with whatever the curse may be and whatever spirit came linked with the soul tie. Allow God to deal with it. Don't try to hide it. Take it to the Lord and allow Him to do the breaking. Next, debunk the lies. That means upthrow the lies. Get rid of the lies that keep you from getting healed, that keep you from breaking free, that you're obligated to stay in it. Deal with those unhealthy emotions that come as a result. Cry if you must, but allow the healing process to come forward in your life. Stop being passive about what the Lord is saying unto you, but allow God to do it in you. Know that the gifts of healing, the laying hands, and the anointing of oil And the casting out of the demonic spirits is going to bring freedom in your life. It's going to bring breakthrough in your life. Don't be afraid of the gifts of healing that Christ has given unto the body of Christ. Why do some then lose their healing? And how is it that some keep their healing? From soul ties, from toxic relationships, from battered situations? Why is it that some hold on and some cannot? The Bible says that when a spirit is cast out, you must keep your house clean. That means you must stay in the word. You must stay prayed up. You must stay in fellowship. If you do not, the Bible lets us know that that spirit, that soul tie that has been broken, it will find a way to come back. And the thing about Satan is that he don't play fair. He will bring seven more spirits that are stronger than that one to take up rulership and dwelling within the life of the believer. I want to leave you with a closing thought on tonight. God not only wants you healed and delivered and set free from soul ties, Jesus paid the price for your deliverance, and it included all of his atoning works. That makes all the difference when it comes to God's will and how we minister healing and deliverance unto his people. Many times physical infirmities are brought on by unclean spirits that came unto you or were transferred unto you as a result of soul ties. And in such cases, we need to dig deep into that emotional and spiritual root of such a case. If it's that's because of unforgiveness, then we need to get that person to forgive and then take them through emotional healing to clean up the emotional wound. Once the emotional wound has been healed, we then need to take authority over those demonic spirits, take authority over the soul ties, and drive them out, cast them out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Psalm 105:37 says, "He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes." It takes real faith to believe that we are totally forgiven from all of our sins, worthy to receive complete healing and deliverance, even in our bodies, because of the atonement of Christ, which cost Jesus dearly. We need to change how we see God. We can't keep seeing him through the eyes of religion, where God allows people to stay in bondage to soul ties, to sickness, to unhealthy relationships. That was never God's will for his people. But he wants us to start believing his word, that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Jesus made it very clear who would come to him. He would save them and he would deliver them. I just wanted to stop by and share that word of encouragement with you on tonight, that it is God's desire to break off the soul ties, break away those relationships that are keeping you in bondage, whatever they are. At this very moment that you're listening to this podcast, wherever you are, take a moment and renounce any relationship that is not ordained by God. Father, it is in the name of Jesus. We come to you and we glorify you because you are an awesome and a mighty God. Father, we ask you now in the name of Jesus that you would break away every demonic soul tie, God. Everything that souls may be linked to, any relationships that minds, wills, and emotions can't get past, God, that were never ordained by you. Father, we ask you now in the name of Jesus, even every ungodly deposit that may have been deposited into the womb of a woman, God, that was not from you, Father, we ask you now in the name of Jesus that you will cause it to be vomited up in Jesus' name. We ask you on tonight, God, that you would break the power of the enemy over your people, God, that very thing, that toxic relationship, God, that is keeping them in a place where they live beneath the means of you, God. We ask you now, God, that you would break it, that you would destroy every yoke. For the Bible tells us that it is the anointing that destroys the yoke. So God, do it by your spirit now, Father. Touch each and every listener, God. Break them free, God, from whatever it may be that is holding them bound. And Father, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we praise your name, God, that they shall walk liberated, God. God, I ask you now to reposition them, Father, for the relationships that you have for them. The godly relationships, Lord, that's going to build them, that's going to empower them, that is going to equip them to live for you, Father. I bless you for doing it in each and every listener, God. It is in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen and glory to God. Thank you for joining me right here by way of podcast radio. This is Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson coming to you from Free in Christ International Women's Fellowship, Grace and Mercy Outreach Ministries, where our overseer and founder is Apostle Keith Johnson, also the overseer and founder of Kingdom Advanced Network of Apostolic Council. Join me right here on podcast bi-weekly, every Tuesday and every Thursday. Hashtag and share. Let someone know that Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson will be coming on to give you tips and nuggets of how to walk in your deliverance, how to be free, how to have a fruitful life in the Lord. Until next time, you all do be blessed. God bless you.